Flight of the Butterflies. Most animals live in one place all their lives. They never travel far away. This beaver lives in the same stream all its life. This frog lives in the same pond all its life. This tiger lives in the same jungle all its life. But some animals live part of the year in one place and part of the year in another place. They make the same round trip year after year. This kind of trip is called migration. Every fall, Canada geese fly south for the winter. Some go as far as Mexico. It is a long trip, long, hard trip. But Canada geese are big and strong. Every winter, humpback whales swim thousands of miles to warm tropical waters. It is a long, hard trip, but humpback whales are big and strong. Monarch butterflies are not big or strong. Yet, at the end of the summer, they begin a long, hard trip too. They cannot survive cold winters, so west of the Rockies, monarchs fly to California. East of the Rockies, monarchs travel much farther. Their trip ends 2,000 to 3,000 miles away in the mountains of central Mexico. Monarchs can't fly for a long stretch of time. Their orange and black wings are frail and tear easily. So how do they get all the way to Mexico? Most of the time they glide on gusts of warm winds. They can glide for miles and miles. From time to time they make a stop. They stop to drink water. They also drink a sweet liquid in the flowers. It is called nectar. Nectar gives the butterflies an energy. A butterfly does not have a mouth. Instead, there is a tube on its head. The tube curls in and out and works like a straw. It is called a proboscis. Zip! The butterfly sips up lots of nectar. The butterfly stops in the flower garden. A cat is hiding nearby. The cat is old and slow, but it can still do so to catch birds, but it can still catch butterflies. The cat watches and waits. Then it springs. Will it catch any butterflies? No, the butterflies are lucky. They fly up and away. Mile after mile, the monarchs travel south. They travel by day. They never fly at night. It is too cold at night, so they rest. During heavy storms, monarchs find shelter. In high winds, they also find shelter. But on sunny days, they are on the move again. They fly over water. They fly above city streets. They cross a desert. As they get closer to Mexico, groups of monarchs join up. Hundreds, then thousands, then millions. The last leg of the trip is over the Sierra Madre Oriental Mountains. The butterflies spend the winter in the forest of Mexico. None of the monarchs have ever made the trip before, so how did they know where to go? Maybe the curve of the earth helped them. Maybe the position of the sun helped them. Scientists do not know for sure. For a long time, scientists did not even know about the monarch's trip. They thought monarchs hid in safe, warm places during the winter. Then, in the summer of 1975, U.S. scientists carefully put tiny stickers on some monarchs. The stickers were like ID tags. Several weeks later, these monarchs from the United States showed up in Mexico. For the people of central Mexico, the arrival of the monarchs is a big event. There are festivals. Buses of tourists come to see this amazing sight. Everyone watches clouds of butterflies filling the sky. Then they fly down. They cling to the trunks and branches of fir trees. No needles can be seen, only monarchs. It is a good place to spend the winter. It is not too hot or too cold. Most of the time, the monarchs stay in a light sleep. On warmer days, they may wake and fly to find a little water. Of course, there are dangers. Some days get too cold. Butterflies on the outside of clusters freeze and die. Other animals are a threat. Black-eared mice like to eat butterflies. People are a danger too. They cut down the fir trees and sell the logs. The people need money, but the butterflies need the trees. The trunks and branches give off heat. The heat keeps the monarchs alive until spring comes. By March, it is time to begin the trip home. But first, the monarchs mate. Then they fly north, just far enough north to find milkweed plants. The monarchs lay their eggs on milkweed leaves. The monarchs have been alive for 7 to 9 months now. That is a long. That is a very long time for a butterfly. Now their life is over. Their offspring will continue the trip north. Here you see the stages from egg to caterpillar to chrysalis and finally to butterfly. It takes about 4 weeks for the eggs to turn into butterflies. These new monarchs live for about a month. In a month, they get as far as the southern United States. These are shown in yellow. Their offspring continue the journey. In a month, they reach states as far as Virginia, Missouri, Kentucky, and Iowa. These states are shown in orange. It is their offspring that make the last leg of their trip. This area is shown in green. It is summer by the time the monarchs return to the very same meadows where the trip began so long ago and where it will begin all over again.